Delta County commissioners seemed defensive as the unwelcome case came before them a second time because of a ruling by District Court Judge Stephen Patrick. Chairman Doug Atchley reminded the crowd of about 20 that the hearing had a specific purpose, to allow an opportunity to respond to four documents: a report on an air quality test, an amendment to the report, a memo from the county environmental health director, Ken Nordstrom, and an article he attached to the memo titled "Nuisance Myths and Poultry Farming." Doug Atchley.
This is not an opportunity for anyone to present additional evidence of any type. That includes any concerns of or updates about health conditions that are alleged to have been caused by air emissions from this facility. Any such comments will be curtailed by this board and not taken into consideration.
Representing the neighbors and plaintiffs in the case were Susan Raymond and Travis Jardin. Raymond, a veterinarian whose home and practice are adjacent to the chicken farm, has become the focal point of the fight over whose rights should prevail, whose health studies offer the truth, whether the facility is industrial or agricultural, and whether commissioners are acting in accord with the county's own master plan. Susan Raymond.
The BOCC just recently denied a gravel pit near Crawford. The opponents to the gravel pit utilized our arguments almost verbatim that we used in our argument against the Palmesa chicken farm and the Redlands Mesa proposed barn. An intermittent pollutant-producing gravel pit was denied versus the county's acceptance of a 365-day, 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week discharging hen-laying facility, which, by the way, is closer to the town of Hotchkiss than the proposed gravel pit.
The gravel pit is immaterial to this hearing, Dr. Raymond.
I'm done. Thank you.
Commissioners also heard from the plaintiff's attorney, Grand Junction-based Earl Rhodes.
The evidence is overwhelming that this is a bad industrial operation which is causing real harm to real people.
Attorney Karen Bud Fallon spoke for the Hostetlers, a Mennonite family who own and operate Western Slope Layers and propose another 15,000 hen facility on Redlands Mesa. Bud Fallon is from a Wyoming-based firm specializing in private property rights.
The air quality reports confirm that these ag operations are no different than any other ag operations in the area.
The commissioners agreed to take the case under advisement once again. They have 30 days to announce their decision. After the hearing, Travis Jardin, who presented a slew of documents rebutting the four items under consideration, said finally it was all about location.
We are absolutely not opposed to these facilities in Delta County, but we just think they need to be farther away from folks the way that these facilities are performing in our climate. So we're really out to just protect the neighbors on this.
Edwin Hostetler had this to say.
They're creating their own problems on their own property. I have veterinaries that will tell you that.
In the next chapter of the chicken farm saga, the commissioners will rule, now for a third time, on the Palmesa hen-laying operation and on the proposed facility on Redlands Mesa. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derland.